Harmony Baptist Church, providing a message of hope to the hopeless.
1 Samuel chapter 7 this morning. We've been preaching about faith for the last 3 months. Take a little break this morning because I felt need that we need to be reminded of some things. And so that's what the message is about today. Lord, remind me, dear Lord. 1 Samuel chapter number 7, beginning in verse number 7, if you would please. If you can stand with us while we read, if it's hard for you to get up and down, I understand that, but stand if you could. Verse number 7 says, "And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, 'Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines.' And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord," what'd he do?
He heard him.
And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day, and the Philistines were discomforted them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out to Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them until they came unto Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone, and set it before Mizpah and Shin, and called it the name of it Ebenezer, saying, 'Hitherto hath the Lord helped us.'" Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good music. Thank you, Father, for the good singing. I pray now that your blessings be now. Oh, God in heaven, I need a touch of God today. I pray, Holy Ghost of heaven, that you might unctionize us with the power of God. Speak to everybody here today in this congregation, those that listen by internet, those that will listen by radio, by podcast, or whatever the means is. I pray that it would find lodging within their heart. And I pray that if there is one that doesn't know thee as Savior, today would be that glad day. They'd come and know Christ and know without a doubt they're headed to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of God. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Thank you, be seated. Some years ago, Dottie Rambo, who is a great songwriter, a great Southern gospel musician, wrote a song that said, remind me, dear Lord. It goes something like this. We're not going to sing it. Just give you the words. The things that I love and I hold dear to my heart, they are buried and not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Just remember, I'm human. And humans forget, so remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's only Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in his hand, yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. So roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Just remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Remind me. Just remember, I'm only humans, and humans forget. So remind me. Remind me, dear Lord. In our text that we've read this morning, 1 Samuel chapter 7, you'll find that the Israelites were in a battle with the Philistines. The Philistines were the enemies of God. You know, we've got some enemies today. We don't want to talk about it, but we've got the enemies of the church today. Somebody say amen. Not everybody likes the church. I'm glad to be a part of the church. I'm talking about the church that the Lord Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. Aren't you glad to be a part of God's church?
I didn't say Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. I'm saying God's church. Amen. And here the people of God had an enemy, the Philistines. They warred with Israel. And here the Bible said the Israelites were afraid. And what did they do? They went to Samuel. They said, Samuel, we need you to pray for us. Aren't you glad there's somebody interceding for you? Aren't you glad that there was a mother or a dad, that there's somebody, a preacher, an evangelist, that prayed for you? And Samuel said, I pray. And so he prayed. He said, God, we need your help. We can't do this. We can't fight. You know, my friend, I'm thankful to God this morning that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, no kingdom shall stand. I'm glad I'm on the winning side. The devil may fight. The devil may throw up his ugly face every now and then, but thank God we are on the winning side. We are not being defeated. The church is not going down. She's going up to be with the Lord. But here the Israelites were facing the Philistines. And notice here, God defeated the Philistines. All he had to do, look what the Bible said there. All he had to do, he just thundered a little bit. And it scared the daylights out of them. Thank God for that, amen. You know what? He'll fight your battles for you. He'll go before you. He'll fight every battle. If you'll give him the chance, you'll give him the opportunity, he'll fight every battle. And he's not lost one. He's the captain of our salvation. And with him, all things are possible. And the Philistines were defeated. Now notice, this Samuel went back to the Philistines, went back to the Israelites. He said, now folks, I know you're human. I know you tend to forget. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a rock, and we're going to set that rock down, and we're going to have this rock set up so they will remember that this day God wrote a mighty victory, and in the years to come when the kids come by here and they'll say, what means these rocks? You'll be able to say, this is where God helped us. We need to be reminded, my friend. We're prone to forget. We're prone to forget the blessings of God. We're prone to forget that the clothes on your back, God gave you those clothes. We're prone to forget that the money in your pocket, God gave you that money. We're prone to forget that God gave you the ability to get up, put your clothes on. That God gave you the opportunity to come to the house of God. God gave you a car to drive. He gave you some air conditioning to enjoy. He gave you some heat in the wintertime. Hallelujah. Everything belongs to Him. We forget it sometimes. We think what we've done, what we've accomplished. Honey, we ain't done a thing. It's all because of Him, what He's done. I want people to know that I am what I am, as Paul said, by the good grace of God. You are what you are by God's amazing, matchless, sovereign grace. Amen? You say, preacher, I'm a self-made man. No, you're not, honey. God predesigned you. God formed you. God blessed you. God gave you everything you've got. Amen. He's been my strength when I've been weak. Sister Portia, I know where you're sitting at, sis. But He'll give you strength in the darkest of hours. He is my strength when I'm weak. He is my shield when I need protection. He's been my victory when I faced every battle. Every time that I look like I've been defeated, He stepped up to the plate. He's been my helper. He's been my guide. He's been the bread. He's been the water of life. He's been everything and everything to me. Why? Because He is my God. He loves me. He loves you too. There are five things I want to give you real quickly this morning we need to remember. You know, how many of you, just be honest with me, I'm not talking about you getting dementia, but listen, sometimes you just forget about some stuff, amen? Yeah, if you don't, you will, honey, amen? Yeah, you'll forget about some things. Oh, I could tell a joke, but I'm not. You know, about them three old ladies that live together, and you know, I'll just go on, I ain't got that much time, but you know how memory sometimes fades. And so here we are this morning. We need to remember, number one. What do you need to remember? Number one, we need to set a stone up, and we need to remember that there's a place called Calvary in our lives. I've been blessed because of Calvary. Thank God I've never been to Israel. Listen, I've never been to the Holy Land. I've never climbed that mountainside, but by faith I've been to Calvary. By faith I've looked up and seen the Son of God crucified. By faith I've seen him nailed in anger to a Roman cross. By faith I believe his blood was shed. By faith I believe he was taken down, put in a tomb. By faith I believe he rose the third day. By faith I believe he ascended on high. By faith I believe he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And by faith he's coming back for the children of God. Luke 22:19 says, and he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. We've got that on that communion table, in remembrance of me. The Lord said, remember, every time you have communion, remember the death, the burial, the resurrection. Remember his broken body. Remember when he was scourged. Remember when he was beaten beyond a pulp. Remember when they ripped the beard out of his face. Remember when they smote his face and they put a crown of thorns on his head. Remember when they beat his back and the blood came streaming down. Remember that journey up Calvary's mountain when they laid my Savior on the cross and drove the nails in his hands and drove the nails in his feet, lifted him between heaven and earth, and dying with the worst of men, two criminals on each side of him, and there he gave his life for you and for me. We need to remember Calvary, lest we ever forget. I heard a story one time of a man that dreamed a dream, and as he dreamed one night, he dreamed about the beating of Christ, and he dreamed he saw a Roman soldier take that Roman flag and that Roman whip, and he was beating the back of Jesus in Pilate's judgment hall, the praetorium, and every time he'd reach back and he'd hit him again, and the blood would come and the flesh would come, and that man said, stop it, stop it. He ran up to the soldier and grabbed him by the head and turned him around, and when he did, he saw his own face in the face of that Roman soldier. It was you and it was me that drove the nails. It was you and it was me that he died in our place. He did not have to die. He did not have to suffer. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup of suffering pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And Hebrews said that he, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of God the Father. What was it about the cross that produced joy? There was no joy in the beating. There was no joy in the scourging. There was no joy in all the pain that he suffered. What produced joy? Is that some 2,000 years, he would look down through time. He would see a man called Steve Rowe. He'd see a man called Steve McPherson. He'd see a man called Frank Thacker that would come to know Christ. And that produced joy. He saw you coming to know him. And he said this, who for the joy that set before me, I'll endure the cross and despise the shame. And thank God that he did. But we need to remember Calvary. My friend, need to remember that it was God's love that held him there. It was not the nails in his hand. He could have called 12 legions of angels and set him free. But thank God, we need to remember that he suffered and bled and died for a man like me and for a woman like you and for a woman like yourself and for a man like yourself. Jesus died in your place. Songwriter put it so well. When he wrote about the love of God, could we with ink the ocean fill and were the skies of parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and every scribe, every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When you remember Calvary, remember the love of God. Second of all, we need to have the stone set up this morning. Remember from whence we came. I don't think you need to dwell in the past, but I believe it ought to be, we ought to thank God from where we came from. I think, listen, you ought to reflect back. Can I tell y'all something this morning? It's only by the good grace of God that you're not in some bar, that you're not peeking your guts out this morning, that you're not got a needle stuck in your arm, that you're not shacked up somewhere down in the country. Aren't you glad for the good grace of God that He reached further down than you could ever reach up? He rescued you, as David said. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and He set my feet on a solid rock. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many will see it and fear. Friend, let me tell you, it's by the good grace of God that He reached way down, lifted you up out of sin and shame and misery, and you're in the house of God today. Give the Lord a hand. You say, preacher, I never was that kind of person. Honey, you may not have been in action, but you were in thinking. Say amen right there. You say, I never did any of those things. Honey, let me tell you what. You're just as guilty as those that have. There's no difference in sin. There's no white sin and black sin. It's all sin in the eyes of God. And Jesus died for the sins of the world. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every last one of us deserve hell with our backs broken looking up in the pit of the flame. But glory to God, He saved me. Sometime you need to look back. Look back to that place. Look back to that church service. Look back to that altar. Look back to that cotton mill, Brother Steve. Look back to that revival service. And you need to say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. You came to me in my darkest hour. You came to me when I was a sinner, lost and undone without God. You came to me and rescued me, picked me up, dusted me off, cleaned me up, washed my mind, washed my lips, washed my mouth, and gave me a new heart. Thank you. I'm reminded there's nothing good in all of us. The best that we'd ever have, hear me out, is filthy rags. Now the Bible says this. I didn't got hot. The Bible said this, Brother Steve, the best that you and I could ever attain is filthy rags. I'm going to be a little graphic here. I'm going to be a little graphic. Honey, just bear with me a second. Those putrefying rags he's talking about. Some people say they're leprous rags. You read the Old Testament. You read the interpretation. It was those menstrual rags that he's talking about. Those unclean. Those filthy rags. That's what he's talking about. And sis, brother Chip, he said, my goodness. All the goodness that I'd ever try to attain are nothing more than filthy rags in His sight. But thank God He came to me. He robed me in His righteousness. He clothed me in His glory. I stand righteous in the sight of God, not because of anything I've ever done. I stand righteous because all what He's done. He wrapped me in His robe. You need to take a trip sometime back yonder and say, thank God from where I came from. I'm not what I ought to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Somebody say amen. Thank you. Remind me, Lord. Number three, we need to be reminded of our vows. Oh, listen to what the Bible said. I didn't say this. Listen to what the Bible said. You want to look it up? Ecclesiastes 5:5. Listen to me now. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Some people, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but you know what, Brother Chip? I've been in this 40-some years now, and I've been to the hospital. I've been to some people, and they said, oh, preacher, if God would just touch me and God would lift me up off this bed, I'll be in the house of God. Can't find them today. Hello? Thank God you're here. I've had people that would say, hey, pray for me that I'd have a job. God would give me a job. Pray for them and God would give them a nice job. Guess what, Brother Steve? Can't find them. Right. Honey, can I tell y'all something? We need to remember, if we make God a promise, we better keep that promise. That's right. You can break a promise to your doctor. You can break a promise to your preacher. You can break a promise to your wife or your husband. But honey, you best keep a promise you make to God. You say, dear God, if you touch me, I'll give you whatever you deserve. I'll give you your part. I'll give you my church attendance. By the way, you're not giving God anything. It's already belongs to Him. We need to ask God to forgive us for not living up to some of those promises. Remind me, Lord. By the way, some of you right now, God's probably reminding you, hey, you made a promise to me some years ago. You made a promise to me that if I got you up off this sick bed, if I healed your body, that you'd be in the house of God. Hello? Am I talking to anybody this morning? Somebody say amen. Somebody say glory. Third or fourth of all, we need a stone. Remind us of the blessings of God every day. How many of you were able to get up this morning and say amen? I was able to get up this morning and cook bacon and eggs and say hallelujah. I ain't never met a pig I didn't like. I said, preacher, that stuff will kill you. We all got to go somehow, don't we? I like what old Billy Kelly used to say. He said, I don't believe God wanted me to die on an empty stomach. And He didn't. Amen. I'm thankful to God that I got to see another sunrise. Amen. I may not see the sunset, but I saw the sunrise. Amen. We need to be reminded that the blessings of God. Listen, again, everything that you have. Listen to what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 to 12. Just hang on a second. Here's what Israel did. The Bible said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. Then He said, and these words I command thee shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest in the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and upon thy frontlets between thine eyes, and they shall write them upon the posts of the house and thy gates. And He goes on to say this. And He said, now watch it. He said, now listen, when you come into the land that I have brought you unto. Listen now. And He said, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things. How many of you got a house that's full of good stuff? Raise your hand. Listen, you might be as poor as your, you know, what they say. I don't know. You might be poor. Have to spell that. Somebody, I was talking to somebody the other day, said, I'm poor. I said, you got to spell poor with three O's. P-O-O-R, poor. Amen. I can take you some places out west. I can take you to Window Rock, Arizona, and them people out yonder, them Indians on that reservation, they got a little 10x10 Hogan they live in. They don't have running water. They don't have electricity. Oh, listen, they don't have the conveniences you and I have. Now, so here He says, listen to me now. He said, houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells that thou diggest not, and olive trees and vineyards which thou plantest not. And when thou hast eaten and are full, beware that thou forget the Lord which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. God said to these Israelites, honey, I want you to remember something. When you come into a land that I brought you into, and I blessed you, and I've given you a house, and good things in the house, and food in your belly, and clothes on your back, you need to remember where you got all them things. You didn't earn them. You didn't deserve them. I gave them to you. Amen. Now, preacher, I'm a self-made man. Honey, I'll show you how self-made you are the first time you get laid up and out of work for about a week or 2 weeks. I'll see how self-made you are. Say amen. Amen. We need to be reminded. I mean, listen, everything we've got. We were riding down the road coming to church last Wednesday night, and we had that old 88 Lincoln out yonder, and she just cruising on down the road, and I know it was a truck. Anyhow. We was coming on down the road, me and Becca and the girls, and looked over, and I said, well, that's something you don't see every day. And up beside of me come a Rolls Royce. Oh, yeah. They tell me they even make the bolts for them Rolls Royces. I mean, son, I don't know what kind of person that was. But you know what? My old vehicles will get me the same place as that Rolls Royce will. And a whole lot cheaper. Say amen. Can I tell y'all something? I'm thankful to the Lord. We got in that old Lincoln this morning. Becca said, man, it's got a cold air conditioner. I said, yeah, it rides good, just rides down. I mean, 88 model, 30-some years old, just cruise on down the road just like you're sitting on air. Hallelujah. Pass by all them expensive vehicles and wave. But it, that's right, brother. You can't carry it home. I seen a picture the other day. I seen a picture the other day on Facebook, and some guy said, well, I guess he got it figured out. It was a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Amen. I don't know how he's going to get it there. Honey, I got news for you. God warned Israel, don't forget, every blessing that God has done, it's come from the hand of the Lord. Everything, every time you get up in the morning, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the sunrise that I can see. Thank you for the food I can taste. Thank you for the taste buds in my mouth. Thank you for the sense of smell. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for eyesight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We sometimes forget about them things. We got to be reminded. And then last of all, and I'm done, we need to set a stone up to remember those that made a difference in our lives. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember them that have the rule over you, that spoke to you the word of God, whose faith followed, considered the end of their conversation. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody wet a pillow or an altar. Somebody got on their knees. Somebody stayed up late at night praying over a wayward son, a wayward daughter. Somebody's heart was broken. Somebody cared enough to beseech the throne of God. Thank God that somebody cared enough for my soul to pray and intercede when I couldn't do it. Somebody else did. I thank God for the Barnabases in my life. I'm going to go on record. I didn't plan to say that. I thank God for the good, godly wife I got. She is my encourager. I tell you folks something right now. You say, preacher, you shouldn't feel this. Sometimes I feel like just throwing the towel in. I'm honest with you. I'm just bearing my heart. And my wife, she'll, oh, it's going to be all right. It's going to be better. Any of y'all ever got somebody like that? If you do, say amen. Amen. I'm glad for the Barnabases in my life. Somebody could write a note. This Bible I got this morning from a friend, D.R. Harrison. He gave it to me last year when I spoke at the banquet. He said to my dear friend, Pastor Thacker, you're an inspiration. Many rewards are waiting for you on the other side. Love you with all my heart in Christ. They are. That's worth more than $1 million right there. I'm thankful for those that have interceded, that they have encouraged. Somebody sitting here this morning, you're discouraged maybe. And you're here in this service today. And God got you where you ought to be. Somebody this morning, go by and just shake your head and say, hey, I want to let you know I'm praying for you. I'm interceding for you. I'm uplifting you to the throne of God. Don't know all what you're going through, but I know one thing. My God will see you through it. My God will encourage you. My God will lift you up when you're down. My God will supply you when you're empty. My God will fill every resource you got. He'll put gas in your tank, bread on your table. He'll meet every need you got. Somebody say amen.
Somebody wrote you a note when you needed it the most. You need to remember them. You need to put the roses on them while they can smell them. Somebody say amen. I love flowers. I'm no gardener by no means. I'm not a horticulturist or nothing. I do like flowers. I like to see them. I like to see them bloom. I like to see smells. Can I tell y'all something? Don't come by when it's my time to go and give any flowers in. Honey, put the flowers on while you can smell them. Smell them while you can, Fred. And today, remember them that have made an impact. Children need to remember their parents and all they've done. Husbands need to remember the wives for the long nights and the encouragement. In the times that, listen, huh? Listen, men, y'all can play the big tough guy, but just, I'll tell you what, when you get sick, you want somebody to care for you. Did I hit the nail on the head? Big old strong robust fella, and all of a sudden he's running a little fever, and he's, oh honey, I need some ginger ale, please help me, I can't get to the refrigerator, and run her all over creation. She's got 1 foot in the grave, tending to 3 kids, and still working full-time job and sweat pouring off of her and trying to take care of the house and wash the dishes and cook the meals, and some fella's got a little old toenail pain, and he's like, hey, honey, can I tell you something? We need to remember, put the roses on while they can smell.